Hey, this is Ricky Rackman. Every week I do a radio show called Racing Rocks, and I end every show with a segment called Ricky's Rant. And here is this week's podcast of Ricky's Rant. I'm not one of those guys that says bad stuff about our police officers. They have a tough job. I did, however, go off last year about the sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona, Joe Arpaio. Remember, he was the guy that had made a media blitz about Kurt Busch getting arrested for drunk driving. The sheriff made a big deal about it, and it was all over the news. Perhaps it was stupid, but I uncovered some other stories about Sheriff Joe going out of his way to get on TV. The media went nuts on the story, and it resulted in Kurt Busch getting suspended for the final two races of the season. Eventually, it was announced that Kurt Busch was below the level of intoxication. Skip ahead to last week. I'm in my hotel in Arizona, and there on the news, surrounded by the media, is Sheriff Joe and Kurt Busch. This time, it was to make Kurt Busch an honorary deputy, and probably for the sheriff to get some more airtime. When Kurt arrived, Sheriff Joe greeted Kurt by the name Kyle, then explained, "I'm not a racetrack guy. I don't get involved in racing." Nevertheless, Arpaio declared Kurt Busch an honorary deputy 1 year after he was pulled over by deputies for drunk driving, even though he was tested below the legal limit. Sheriff Arpaio went on to say, "I wouldn't do this with everybody, quite frankly, because everybody isn't as famous as he is. But because he's famous, he can get the message out." And what is that message? If you get busted for drunk driving and you're not really drunk, after you've been drugged through the media, you get a badge. Hey, I just had to rant about this. And yes, I've already been told that ranting about a sheriff in a town that you go to several times a year is stupid. But what's the worst thing that could happen? I don't drink. Maybe I'll get a speeding ticket and get a badge for myself the following year. I hope you've enjoyed listening to my podcast from Racing Rocks. To find out the station that's playing Racing Rocks near you, go to racingrocks.com.